skipping ahead to the next one, and I apologize. I'm sorry. Never mind.
Okay, thanks.
Would you like to say anything about the water rates?
This is the annual Water Bureau's posted rates for the upcoming year.
Questions from the commissioners? Is anyone sent to testify on this matter?
We understood this was going to be heard with the time certains next week, so we did not set out a sign-up sheet. We do have someone here to testify.
Okay, please call the person.
Mike D. and Andy Seaton.
State your name. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you. Mike D. I see it here on page 5 of 6, number 642, the Water Bureau authorized the rates and charges for water, and she already read all that. So I don't have information on what you're authorizing as far as what the numbers are and stuff. And I know they're available online and eventually available at the auditor's office, but it would be nice if somebody would give the numbers real quickly here, and then I wouldn't have to ask about them. And I know that Andy's done a very good job of getting the information. But once again, I also talked about, you know, if one person got it, then it's possible that it's not available for other people in a timely manner to the meeting here. And like I said, also that if people wanted the information, it would cause the auditor's office to do a bunch of work scrounging around trying to find all this stuff for the people. So I'm not quite sure what would facilitate that. Maybe having a workstation up here where it could come online and people could look at it, you know, quickly or something like that. It might be a good idea. So if any of you would want to address what kind of changes, it sounds like this is something that happens annually. We're looking at, you know, you're raising it 5 cents, you're dropping it 5 cents, you know. The rates are consistent with other cities, you know. What's it have to do with the quality that our water tastes, you know, because a lot of people like our water. They think it tastes really good. And what about sewer stuff? You know, we hear about stuff running into the river, and, you know, what does this have to do with this, and how are rates affected, and how's rain have to do with that? You know, does that raise our bills a lot? You know, and your neighbor watering the lawn or something like that, how does that affect those things? So some of that may be relevant. You may choose to answer it or not. That's fine. Thank you.
Andy Seaton, still. Going through this, one thing that might explain why Mike D was having trouble getting copies of the paperwork. When I asked for a copy of everything, I probably tripped them. You may have heard from downstairs that I was planning on objecting to the consent agenda. My job is here today, is, and it's not even my job because I'm happily unemployed at this point, is to make you people take some time and actually do some work for once. Well, I know you do a lot of work. That's probably a low cut there. Sorry, Sam. You know, the glare is probably granted, but at least to slow you down a little bit. A little unclear here on the paperwork. There's daily charge per meter for a quarterly billed account, and monthly billed and all that sort of thing. There's a huge difference between those, and it doesn't say what the rate, the daily charge per meter, but is that per million cubic foot, acre foot, what? And there's also, so it's rather hard to compare apples and oranges, and what the difference between the monthly billed and the quarterly billed and the like, and whether or not that's actually caused. The difference in rates are caused by having somebody to come out and read the meter, or whether or not it has somebody to required to come out and run the paperwork. And I know you folks had no end of difficulty many years ago with the billing system that caused, you know, sending out million-dollar bills and that sort of thing. But, you know, trying to compare that to the inside city boundaries for commodity rate of 207, but then for outside city services and a wholesale distribution of $2.07 versus 49.8 cents, it's hard to compare apples and oranges here. So, you know, there's a lot more that I could say if I had some time. But I'll try to keep my comments germane. Thank you very much. You're giving me my exercise for the day, getting up and going back and forth. Thank you.
Thank you.
An emergency and moves to a second reading. Please read items 643, 44, and 45 together.
643, extend term of franchise for MCI Communications Services, Inc. to build and operate telecommunications facilities within city streets. 644, extend term of franchise for Quest Communications Corporation to build and operate telecommunications facilities within city streets. 645, extend term of franchise for Sprint Communications Company, LP, to build and operate telecommunications facilities within city streets.
Is someone from Commissioner Salzman's office here? Cable franchise.
Thank you. David Solis, Program Manager, Cable and Franchise Management. These three are just routine extensions while we await two things. One is there is telecom litigation before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that we hope will be finalized that will help guide us in renewing the franchises. And two is Commissioner Adams, we're working closely with Transportation to revise part of Title 17 as we standardize what are now terms in the franchises. They'll be standardized in Title 17 or PDOT administrative rules. Then we'll amend our franchises accordingly. This just gives us some time for those processes to occur.
Questions from the commissioners? Does anyone sign up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet, but Mike D. and Andy Seaton.
These three are heard together because they're a common issue and that we often do that. So you can testify once for all three. Please proceed.
Great, thank you. Mike D. So it doesn't sound like I get 6 minutes because you put them all together. But that's okay. I'm sure I can fit it in two. I was glad Commissioner Saltzman came back because I was worried that I didn't fit in him too much. And now his stuff's coming on the agenda, so I thought it was important to be here. I've mentioned before in meetings with all of you emergency designations and how I thought that should be used for actual emergencies. And so I didn't quite hear what the emergency was. I did hear something about maybe the Ninth Circuit Court or something. But one of the neat things about this is I think this is an opportunity for these agencies, the MCI, Quest, and Sprint, to provide services to everybody. As far as we have in February of next year, like February 19th or something like that, we have the digital conversion. I think it's an excellent opportunity for some of these companies to make sure that every household in Portland is wired to get access to the internet and the cable so that they can get proper television signals. And this could be free of charge. They could get basic services. And then anything people wanted in addition to that, they could choose to pay for. Since the city provides free Metro Wi-Fi and other internet services for free, it would be nice if people were able to also use wired because some people are concerned about security and stuff like that. And so these companies providing a basic level of service, maybe like a 256K upload speed and download speed for people to use the internet directly hooked to their home, maybe DSL style, would be great. And it would kind of level the playing field as far as giving people access to resources that the city's willing to provide. And since these companies are using public resources, it would be a great service that they could provide and should provide. Thank you.
My name is still Andy Seaton. One might even say Andrew Hunter Seaton. My apologies for not being here to bug you folks and or cover you for the last several months. I was in New Zealand, unfortunately, for my dad's funeral, and I spent several extra months down there, and believe me, it took for me forever to get my New Zealand citizenship through my mom. So I'm now a dual U.S. and Kiwi citizen. So when the craziness gets too bad around here, it would give me an opportunity to get the heck out of Dodge. Although, if you do make good on your promise to arrest me today, I'm going to have to change my standard answer. No, I've never been arrested whenever I cross an international border. So hopefully that won't happen, but we'll see. As for the issue at hand here, the one thing, this is for the cable franchises or the wireless franchises for Quest, MCI/WorldCom, and Sprint. And one little minor technical or bureaucratic detail is the financial statements on the ordinance itself. There's no listing of how much money is being spent or how much revenue is going to be collected. But in the attached financial impact statement for MCI and / WorldCom and Quest, it's listed as it's not even listed on. I thought it was for MCI, but the only one that's listed here is for Quest. It's listed as MCI. I'm sorry. Will continue to receive $15,000 per year in franchise fees, which sounds awful light, especially considering that's only two apartment years in my metric of the day. But the other two, there's no reference whatsoever to how much money is going to be received from these folks. And they're making millions and millions of dollars off of their services. I know Sprint is. They're services that they gouge me on a regular basis. So the fact that that so little money is being collected out of this very definite revenue source does concern me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And to vote on 643, please read it.
643, extend term of franchise for MCI Communication Services to build and operate telecommunications facilities within the city.
Please call a vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Item 644.
Extend term of franchise for Quest Communications Corporation to build and operate telecommunications facilities within city streets.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. 645.
Extend term of franchise for Sprint Communications Company, LP, to build and operate telecommunications facilities within city streets.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 646.
Amend term of franchise for Portland State University to include newly acquired properties.
Commissioner Saltzman?
I understand that there's some paperwork issues with this one and that the office would like this referred back to the commissioner's office fix up.
And I will ask this be referred back to my office.
Okay. Please read item 647.
Update city waste prevention and recycling policy, increase fees for companies collecting solid waste from commercial accounts in Portland, and prohibit the storage of solid waste, recycling, or compostable containers on the right-of-way.
Second reading, call a vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 648.
Authorize application to the Oregon Recreations and Parks Department for a grant of $434,500 for restoration projects in Westmoreland Park.
Mr. Saltzman.
This is, as it says, we're applying for a grant from the state for work in Crystal Springs and Westmoreland Park.
Any questions? Is anyone signed to testify on this matter?
We have Andrew Seaton and Mike D.
Please come forward. You have 2 minutes to respond to this specific.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You have 2 minutes to reply to this specific issue.
Excellent, thank you. Mike D. Parks and Recreation, number 648, it's got the little emergency designation. And I wasn't sure what the emergency was. It's about a application for a grant, and I wasn't sure that was actually an emergency. And I was hoping that when I spoke with you all and talked to you about emergency designations that they'd be actual emergencies, because it's kind of misleading. But if there's an actual emergency, I'm sure you'll let us know. This is about a park, and it's about some restoration stuff. I don't believe this is one of the pesticide-free parks, and I think you might have talked about pesticide-free parks. Well, actually, you didn't talk about pesticide-free parks in the 24 items in your consent agenda, so we didn't get to hear that it wasn't a pesticide-free park. But I am concerned this should be added to the pesticide-free parks. I think all parks should be pesticide-free parks. So restoring the bees and the flowers and some of the natural life that could be in the park is a good thing, and it would be helpful for children if you restore their health by not putting pesticides in the park. All parks in Portland should be pesticide free. If we want our rivers to stay clean, to be clean, to get some of these sewer overflows and stuff to stop from going in there, and if that does happen, that we have, you know, not so much a concern of what goes in there because it's clean, then making this park pesticide free would be a good thing. A grant, you know, getting some money to work on the park is a great thing. You know, it looks like a lot of money there. I'm sure you're going to do some great things, make it available for services for people in the area. Maybe we'll have bathrooms for people to use and facilities for people to get, you know, to wash themselves and use drinking fountains and stuff like that. And I don't have the specifics. The information available wasn't quite there. Somebody else might have it. Thanks.
My name is Andy Seaton. Still, I was looking through this. You're spending $434,500, which works out to 60.346 apartment years in my metric of the day. And that's, you know, and it's just not. It's just, it's more than just silliness because, you know, keep in mind how little it would cost to give a year's home for everybody that was camped out here for the last 2 weeks. And to do it sooner rather than later is really important. But this bit of legislation, if we can call it that, this ordinance really goes to the heart of why I love Portland, because it is for restoring salmon habitat in a Portland park, and for renaturalize the Crystal Springs Creek watercourse and provide natural habitat for salmon and other resident species. And it's something that the sort of willingness to spend money for the natural environment is a good thing. And, you know, I could definitely see that you guys could probably save money on leasing dump trucks and use the saved money to, you know, I don't care whether it's one time only or ongoing or whatever flavor or color of money it is. But to spend the money to solve the homeless issue, to give people, you know, a fundamental human right. You know, it's like it's not listed in the Constitution because it's like too fundamental. It's too simple. People need a place to sleep. And when you go through things like the alcove abatements ordinances and sit lie and the no camping ordinances, the salmon in this deal are getting a better place to be able to live and breed than the homeless do in this city. So, you know, keep up the good work, but just a little bit more, because, you know, we can cause a stink ongoing, and I intend to until this issue is solved. Thank you.
Sir?
My name is Melvin Kravitz, born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, resident here for 2 years because I chose Portland, and I have never been in this room, never beheld the faces of the forefathers of this magnificent city, and because I have eyes that see and ears that hear and gather what is occurring, I want to publicly praise you for your beautiful patience, your kindness, your total efficiency at spending the monies so wisely, and everything that you do to a educated and intelligent person is quite clear with no problems. I thank God for the nice neighbors. I realize what's going on around the building and the concern of use of money for homeless. So my last comment is just that I have invited somewhat uneducated and nitpicking neighbors who are camped around this building to avail themselves of education, free room, food, because I am, for the past 2 years, Mr. Homeless Rescue. And I thank you for dealing so patiently with the nonsense that's going on with the two gentlemen to my left.
Your time's up. Please call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Recess until 2 p.m.
I'm sorry I misled the public saying the pesticide-free park.